So in Unity, we have a wonderful daily publication that shares inspiration, and I'm going to invite Sudarus to come forward to read our daily word.
Acts of loving compassion build my strength. Whether in my community or across the world, many people face hardships. As a member of the human family, I am inspired to undertake compassionate action and help however I can. Sometimes just a prayerful thought or a simple blessing can make a powerful difference in someone's life. Other times, I may be able to take a more direct action. I may listen to someone deeply as they share their concerns of their heart. Or I may volunteer to drive them somewhere or complete errands for them. Regardless of the form of my compassionate action takes, I am motivated to be of the sacred service, to bring love and care of God into the manifest form through my decisive action. And from Matthew 14:14, when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And so having listened to these wonderful words, Daily Word allows us to kind of move deeper into a quiet place inside. And so I invite you to begin breathing, relaxing as we enter into a time of mindfulness, a time of meditation and prayer. So whether you close your eyes or however you relax, just allow yourselves to nurture yourselves with this time. Time away from the busyness of the outer thoughts. And I will begin by toning our singing bowl, which resonates at the energetic musical vibration of the heart chakra, which is of love. So as I tone this, allow yourself to just be immersed and encompassed and filled with this amazing energy that heals and blesses and uplifts. How wondrous it is to just take time apart, to remember to breathe differently, to breathe fully and throughout our entire body, letting that breath move all the way down through our torso and through our legs, connecting to the earth and exhaling and releasing tension we may carry in our shoulders. Releasing that busyness that distracts us from being connected to Infinite Spirit. And so we inhale once again and feel the embrace. We feel the flow of that which we would call the infinite unconditional love of God or of Universal Spirit by whatever name. It is the energy of all being, and it is the highest energetic value that we can experience. This light of love that has no conditions upon it, that just simply is. It is a part of our intrinsic design created in the image and likeness of our Creator God. And so we breathe, we relax, and we let go. We just begin to feel a light generated in the area of our chest that is considered the area of our heart. And we know that that's not just our physical heart, but it is the heart and the mind not the intellectual human mind, but the heart and the mind of infinite Godness. And we let it just expand within us, and we feel such an upliftment and such a comfort. Because we know that in this place, in the relaxing and the letting go unto infinite Spirit, that we find every strength that we need. We find every support. We realize that we are guided forward each step of the way in what is ours to do. And we feel a love so grand that it just shines out from our very being. And it goes out and it touches the people here in this room. It travels across the miles and touches those of you who are joining us via our live stream. And together as we bond, together as we resonate in this infinite unconditional love, we shine that light forth out into our world to touch the hearts of people who are in need in any way at this time, to help to lift them up that they may feel a sense of grace, a sense of life flow, a sense of goodness and support present for them. We feel that for ourselves as well. And we recognize that we are each a unique and an individual part of the puzzle of all of creation. We each bring a gift that is unique and unlike any other. And we rejoice in that, and we celebrate in the joy of giving, knowing that as we have allowed ourselves to be infilled by that which is limitless light and love, that is of God, that we have every resource we need to share that forth with others. And so we let our light shine. And we know that it is limitless, never ending, ever renewed, ever flowing, ever shining forth. So we take this time in a few moments of silence to feel ourselves flowing in that river of light and love that we share with others, that we share with ourselves in the silence. And as we feel our hearts expanded, as we are open to and receive the light and the love of God, we let that light then shine forth to bless others as well. We take this time to surround our prayer box and the request within it in that infinite energy of highest grace and healing. And so knowing the power of the intention and of the spoken word, we take a moment now to speak aloud the names of our loved ones, those we would bless at this time, our world situations, so that together we may magnify the healing light of God's love. Shireen, Dennis, Sue Ann, Jolene and Richard. Karen and Bob, Vicki and Evan, Donald and Denny, Matt, Nikki, Davin, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, and so we give thanks, breathing forth these prayers of love, of light, of healing blessing, and we hold them all in the infinite presence of God's eternal good. And we say thank you. Amen.
How good, holy, holy. How good, holy, holy. In my heart and my soul, let me know all is good. Oh,